KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Secretary of State Rubio suggests the U.S. will not be taking Havana's word for it and will investigate a deadly encounter off Cuba's northern coast. Cuban authorities say a speedboat from Florida with 10 people on board tried to infiltrate the island for terrorist purposes. Four people were fatally shot by Cuban agents. Rubio says we're looking into it.
As it stands now, the Department of Homeland Security, the Coast Guard, others are involved. The majority of the information we still possess is what Cuban authorities are providing both the public and the U.S. government.
Cuba identifies those on board the boat as Cubans who live in the U.S. Geneva, the site of the third round of U.S.-Iran nuclear talks. As those discussions take place today, the Trump administration has slapped Iran with more sanctions.
The newly imposed sanctions are aimed at people and companies accused of enabling Iran's ballistic missile program, drone production, and illicit oil sales. They come as the Trump administration presses Iran to make a deal ahead of nuclear talks scheduled for Thursday in Geneva, and as the U.S. builds up its largest military presence in the region in decades. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says Russia launched a barrage of hundreds of drones and 39 missiles in Ukraine overnight. The attack came hours before U.S. and Ukrainian envoys prepared to hold more talks in Geneva. Zelensky says some big sticking points remain.
Exactly resolved on the land, for example, on the territories, because this question, I repeat again and again, these questions, I think, to my mind, has to go to the level of leaders.
And the war now in its fifth year. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 31 points. NASDAQ futures better by 2 points. This is SRN News. A slain Mexican drug lord had a long record of religious persecution.
Nemesio Cervantes, who died in a shootout with police in Tapalpa this week, was responsible for the closure of at least 100 churches. The leader of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel extorted large sums from the churches, and if the congregations couldn't pay, they had to close down or be killed. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Mexico, which is mostly controlled by the drug cartels. Radical Catholic groups are also a problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in Sri Lanka have arrested the country's former intelligence chief in connection with suicide bomb attacks on Easter Sunday 2019. It targeted several churches and killed almost 270 people. The attacks were believed to be inspired by ISIS. Suresh Sali was arrested by the country's Criminal Investigation Department and is accused of lapses that helped the terrorists carry out their plans. This is SRN News. Federal agents in Los Angeles have searched the home and the office of L.A. school superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
TV news footage showed agents in FBI shirts and jackets outside Carvalho's modest home in the San Pedro neighborhood. A person familiar with the probe says it's part of an ongoing investigation. At the beginning of the school year, Carvalho told CBS News it was clear that amid federal immigration crackdowns, there was a lot of fear in families that he described as having fragile immigration status. He said the district was working with a number of cities to develop and implement a set of rapid awareness and communication protocols and doing what they could to lessen fear among parents. The nature of the investigation was not immediately clear. I'm Jennifer King.
Artificial intelligence chip maker NVIDIA has seen another quarter of spectacular growth. Fiscal fourth quarter revenue surged 73% from the previous year to $68.1 billion. More details at SRNnews.com.